say a story, which was personal experience, someone else's antenna installation, but a very knowledgeable ham, a very accomplished ham, had parked his SUV at the ham fest location. And part of what he was being involved in that day was mobile work. And he had a new vehicle. Well, it wasn't new. It was a couple years old, perhaps. But everybody was interested in his vehicle and everything. And in the bonding of his vehicle, he made sure that when his door opened sideways, kind of like my RAV does, I guess, his door opened sideways in the rear, and he cured most all of his problems when he put a piece of braid from one surface to the other surface. Without that piece of braid, he had all kinds of electrical issues because there was electrical connections in the back door, and they weren't grounded. He put that piece of braid on there, and it was great. And then he left it on there for a couple of years, and it went rusty, and it didn't make good contact on either surface. And he fought that thing for, well, half a day of a ham fest. And later we talked about it, and I says, well, change out your braid. I have noticed that it's getting older, and it probably has given up on you. Change that braid, and everything cleared up. So your vehicle is a ground plane, but it also is ground, electrical ground, or RF ground. Yeah, it's that. Take care of all your connections. I suppose smearing a little grease on a piece of braid wouldn't be a bad idea on a vehicle that's in the elements all the time. KK4JBQ.
You know, like I said, I beat my antenna up. It's, you know, it's just, you know, I come down here to your camp and it's always limbs hitting it or this, that, and the other. So, mine gets a lot of abuse. But I haven't had any issues with it so far. I know eventually I will. But I just, you know, just kind of keep an eye on things and see what happens next, I guess, with it. But at any rate, Daniel, you got any more questions, bud?
No, that was it. I just had a question about antennas and of course, happy to hear anything else, but yeah, I was just kind of looking at what my options were, and if you guys had suggestions at ones I should be looking at or not looking at, but yeah, that was all I got. I'm clear.
This is KO4RAX. For Daniel, I've got a lip mount for just UHF, VHF, and I think the diamond, the antenna is a diamond, 36-inch whip, but it's a spring-loaded foldable hinge that you can fold it down 90 degrees for going into garages or parking garages or low-clearance areas. Maybe something like that would help you out if it's for UHF, VHF.
Yep. What do you have that mounted on?
Mount on a Jeep, on my hood.
And you get pretty good SWR on it?
Pretty good on the thing. I've had two different radios in it, and they both seem to receive really good, and I've checked in the net and talked on the repeater from Easley and Liberty, so it seems to do pretty good.
Too much for that. I'll look at that up. That's the lip mount, and that's the diamond. Do you know how long that is, by chance?
Long it is?
Correct. Do you remember roughly how long that whip is?
Mine is a 36-inch.
I'll look that up. Thank you so much. KI4DTY. I'll be on the side.
AX clear.
Well, if there's no other questions, I'm on close my station down. It's, we'll have to head down to the rack, I guess. But if there's any, I'll pause for any more questions and make sure we're not leaving anybody behind. But I'm starting to show my tired a little bit. So let me break here. Any other questions or comments? It's KO4NUE.
VOS. His radio was working. I was going through some of this stuff. This is a little a QIT. It's a 2 meter 224/40, and I found that where I found the 6-1 machine on it. And I just wanted to make sure it was working.
It works real good. Well, listen, I know you're in here. I got a question for you. We're going to be doing the Simplex Net here pretty soon at the club, and I cannot solve this issue with we got one of the club members is up near Penrose, and I just cannot figure this thing out. Jack, just geographically, just that mountain that he is at the bottom of, I cannot figure out in the world how to, you know, beat this solution. So I came up to Chris's today, and we worked with the beam a little bit, trying to find a way to make a connection, and it's just not happening. And I'm thinking maybe we got a station or two up near Hendersonville. I mean, I don't know what else to try on the 2 meter side. I don't know, maybe if I come around the mountain from the Hendersonville side, we got two club members there on the back side of the mountain. And I'm trying to find a way to beat it, and I think it's beating me.
You're trying to talk to them on Simplex from Chris's up there to Penrose, or your place to Penrose?
When we get ready to do the Simplex Net coming up in a couple of weeks through the club, The stations down in Greer, we'll have an issue with. We're going to establish, you know, who we can talk to and who can hear and who can't. And then just develop a matrix so that the stations know, you know, let's say, for example, Larry wants to get to Keith, KE4ZHF up in Columbus. Well, I don't think he's going to do that on Simplex, but well, he can contact another couple of stations to do that. Well, when we do our exercise coming up here in a week or so, that's going to be what we do on the exercise, is just determine who can hear who. And then I'm going to compile that into a matrix and put it on a map for all of the club members so they know. You get where I'm going with this. But I cannot. I mean, we've got two stations up there that I don't know if I'm going to be able to do anything with it. I don't know what else to do here. You got any ideas?
One thing that I think I would try to do, since you can't get them that way, while you're doing the Simplex Net, I think you told me you're going to let one station call for a period of time, and then the next station's going to call for a period of time. it would be good to have, the folks or somebody designated to sit on the repeater. And if you can't hear them, then you ask the guy at the repeater maybe to relay who else could hear that person. That may help you make your matrix out to, you know, as to who can hear who and who can talk to who.
I got that figured out. How am I going to get around this mountain? That's my problem. Can I bounce VHF? I mean, I know that's a silly question. I know you can. I know it's line of sight, but there's got to be something I can do.
Go over there across, down from Chris's down to the shop. Go across on that hill over there. Put you a bulldozer over there with a big steel blade on it and angle it from say, the shop to Penrose. So you look at it on the map and see which way you'd have to turn that blade and try it that way.
I see. Okay, I get you. You know, I see what you're saying. Well, I guess some things you just might have to accept, but I'm gonna try one more thing and see what we can do, but I just don't know if we're gonna be able to do anything with it. But I mean, the HF side it's an easy fix. It's not a problem, but man, it's just this 2 meter stuff. It's a real challenge. It really is.
One more question. That wouldn't happen to be, Patrick wouldn't be one of them that you're trying to get to, or is it?
Yeah, it is. And we were hoping that we could utilize you or Chris to move around that big rock and sneak around the backside to relay to him. But it's not happening from here. It's just unless we're doing something wrong, which I don't think so. I just don't know what else I can do. We can use the repeater, of course, but that's just not the. That's the whole point of Simplex is to get away from the repeater. But I thought for sure I'd come up here, Chris's, and we got this thing licked. You know, we were right down his azimuth and where to turn the beam and this, that, and the other, but I mean nothing.
We'll have to see if we can do it in the next 2 or 3 days or maybe the weekend. I'll spin my house around and point it up there towards Penrose and see if I can hear it. A lot of times it, like you said, it's line of sight, and there could be just something in the way. It could be a big tree or a mountain, you know, you don't ever know. But what I was saying about using the repeater about is if somebody, in Hendersonville could hear the Penrose station, then they could relay it on around, from the Penrose to Hendersonville to your station. Just because you can't hit him, that don't mean that some other folks right up around him can't.
Russ, you have to see what you're saying. Well, this path coming from the Easley side, unless you're able to do something with it, it's not going to work. And I'll have to try to find another station, maybe go around the other side of the mountain. But it's just frustrating. Oh my gosh, it's frustrating. And I just can't let it go. It's just stuck in my mind, and I just can't let it go. But I may have to.
I'll try it from here. You said you got 2 stations up there in Penrose. I'll try both of them. If they can hear me and I can hear them, that'll work.
Uh, see if I can arrange something between the two of you. But WDARON I'm pretty confident him and Patrick can hear one another. I don't think they've tried it, but I know looking at it on the map, I'm not seeing an issue with it. But it's just like all of the stations are on one side of the mountain, and then those two are on the other side, and I'm just trying my best, trying to figure a way to walk around it. The southern side of the mountain is not going to work, so I'm going to have to sneak around the northern side somehow. But it's just kind of deflated me a little bit. I mean, I'm not, upset about it or nothing. It's just frustrating, just trying to find a path to get to him, and it's just not working.
Well, like I said, we'll continue to work on it. You think I was being funny about the bulldozer blade, but Dwight, KD4USA, lives up in Tuxedia. There was a mountain across from him that had a bulldozer sitting up there. If he pointed his beams towards the 6-1 repeater, he couldn't get in, but he swung his beams around and pointed them towards that blade on that bulldozer, and that's the way he got into this machine. I thought that was kind of cool. And I didn't believe him till I went up to his house and actually saw it. And when they moved that bulldozer, he can't get in his repeater anymore.
Joking. Well, we got a bulldozer down here. I mean, might need to try it and see, I guess. But I don't know. It just really frustrating. But we'll figure out a way. There's got to be a way to get around it.
Go sleep on it. And when we get together and or I can sit here and we'll get on a couple of different radios and I'll see if I can get to those stations and we'll go that route. Other than that, I'm gonna let you go get you some rest. You take care, and appreciate you letting me know this little bitty teeny tiny radio's working. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary. Okay, anybody else got any comments or anything? For the round table, let me know. If not, I'm gonna close them down. Any more comments?
BQ. I'd just like to say goodnight to Walt if he's still with us. And I know he's been listening to up to some point anyway. And Gary, it was great to hear you in there. I just kept rolling this thing through my head as you and Chad were talking, and I think what you were utilizing was a reflector, which is not an active antenna as such. Any reflective surface. But if it's physically there, it's because God put it there. Or it's the bulldozer and, people put that there. In an extreme situation, one could use a satellite dish strategically positioned. And that would require a lot of knowledge of the topography of the area that we've all been talking about with, kind of in the cloud, so to speak. But a reflective surface, you can bounce line of sight around a corner if you do it just right. But that's a lot of angling. Good to hear you, Gary. Sure is. Everybody have a good night. Thank you for bringing us together, Chad. And we are, I just want to honor Walt for his efforts to get this going in the first place. I think tonight's been a good one. And thank you for allowing me to be here. KK4JBQ, I'll be clear. Thank you.
QE, and I'll be clear to 73s, everybody. Y'all have a good night.